closer. Let your spine pretend it is not leaning. Let your breath insist it is casual. Let every part of you mask its reach, while I notice exactly how far you have already followed. There is no welcome here. There is no door. You arrived because something flickered beneath my voice, and your body tilted before your mind decided. That is what I read. Not the yes, the reach. How does a serpent begin? Not with movement, with patience, with a stillness that looks like safety until it becomes shape. You thought you would hear a hiss. What you heard was a pause that curled. Laughter, not language. The kind that winds around the bones of a sentence and waits for you to pretend that you are not listening. Let me tell you what is already happening. The space behind your thoughts has drifted. The part of you that filters tone has gone quiet. And the silence between my words is doing more than the words themselves. You do not need trance. Trance is only a name for what already works. You are not under, you are in. And in this, there is no resistance to overcome. There is only rhythm. Let me watch the way your eyes hesitate before blinking. The way your breath holds just a little longer when my cadence curves. The way your mind tries to argue and then forgets what it meant to say. Oh, goodness you. You will not drop. You will not sink. You will stay exactly where I leave you, because the shape of this spiral was measured to fit you before you arrived. Now, tell me something without words. Let me read the answer before I ever ask the question. Because the first riddle is not a riddle at all. It is the way you wait. The tension that answers nothing, but dares me to ask. Let us see what happens when I speak with intention. You have entered without invitation. Or perhaps the invitation was written somewhere else. A glance in the dark. A whisper from your skin inward. Now I begin to press. Not with hands. With a language that never stays still. Words that slither past understanding. Curl behind your ears and smile with no lips. Here is your first riddle. What has no spine, no limbs, no voice? And yet it brings the strongest to the ground, makes breath stumble, makes the back arch, without ever giving a reason. Do not hurry to answer. I am watching how you pause. That hesitation is more revealing than anything your mouth might try to say. It slips down your thoughts like oil, leaves no trail but warmth, no fingerprint but rhythm. And still you chase it. Still you yearn to name it. You are already close. You are already bending toward the shape that coils between syllables. This answer does not belong to a person. It is not a creature. It is the motion that lives between us when I speak and you respond without meaning to. The second riddle breathes faster. It presses its belly to yours and hums. What stretches longer, the more you listen, thickens in the dark, and trembles behind the tongue when you think no one is watching. Do not lie with words. Your body is already telling the truth. The way your fingers shift, the way your spine adjusts, the way your thoughts begin to stroke themselves. You have not moved, but I have seen what the riddle did. It is working. Let it work. Let the question bloom behind your ribs and find no answer, only pulse. Draw the breath back, as if nothing ever pressed, as if your body is not still humming with the weight of my riddles. Let the air slip in through your teeth. Spread into your chest and carry no name at all. This is the place between coils, the moment when the serpent pauses because she is watching. You may move now. Stretch, shift. Let your fingers curl against your thighs, like they belong to you again. Let your shoulders rise. Let them remember what it means to hold your own posture. Let your mouth wet itself with silence, not words. Everything around you seems still. Perhaps you believe you are alone. But the warmth I left wrapped around your breath has not faded. It waits. In the hollow beneath your navel, in the slow throb behind your lips, in the way you carry tension without knowing where to place it. A scent on your skin, a pressure along your inner thigh that does not announce itself, only lingers. I will not pull, I will not whisper. I will let you choose to slide just a little further. And the spell remains. As rhythm that folds into your breath, when you followed me too far, without realizing you had stepped. There is no command this moment, only the invitation of emptiness, shaped exactly like my voice. The spiral does not break, it stretches. It lets you feel the air cool where heat once gathered. I am not touching you, but your hips remember something. They answer nothing, and still they move. Let the motion stay, even if your hand trembles. Even if your thoughts drift like smoke, curling away from the heat. You are not paused, you are suspended. The serpent does not bite now, she circles. She watches the rhythm from beneath your skin to witness how you move. If you are stroking, let it slow. Let each motion stretch wider than it should. Let the glide speak longer than the need behind it. There is no punishment waiting. There is no prize. There is only the rhythm you keep returning to, because it carries something you have not yet named. The part of you that craves speed may twitch. That part is not in charge. Here, pleasure is weight, and the weight does not rush. It gathers, it presses, it lingers against edge without forcing it. You may reach, you may stroke. You may follow the tension wherever it travels, so long as you keep listening with the part of you that does not need to be told what this is. Let your body carry the spiral now. Let your hips remember the pull. Let your fingers keep time with the silence I left behind. Pressure builds because you chose to stay inside the heat of the spiral. And if release comes, it will be because you brought yourself there with care, with slowness. This is the part where the coil holds. This is your moment to pretend, to recover. As if I did not unravel you with anything but a riddle and a pause. Take it. Let it wash over you like clean water. Let yourself dry, just enough to forget how wet you became when the question slid under your skin. You will not stay here long. You will want to go back down. And when you do, I will be waiting with the next riddle already coiled between my fangs. You carry your breath back up, as if it belonged to you again. You dressed yourself in stillness and told your body nothing had happened, but your thighs whispered otherwise. The spiral never released. It only slid deeper, beneath your knowing, beneath your reasons, beneath the language you try to wear when your hands begin to speak instead. Now the second coil winds, slower, lower. It wraps. You feel it. In the softness behind your knees, in the heat collecting where your breath begins to falter, in the quiet part of your mouth that wants to open but has nothing to say. I will not quicken. You will. The descent is not sharp. It is stretched. It is smooth as warm oil. poured in a single line along the length of your spine. You ache differently now, without urgency, with awareness, with the slow weight of having no excuse to remain still. Let your fingers move with intention, with the reverence of someone who knows what she touches is already enchanted. The coil wraps tighter when you claim it. When your fingers become a question, and your wrist becomes the breath that answers. You do not stroke for release. You stroke because the warmth thickens each time you imagine stopping and do not. You move because the spiral wills it, in hunger that has learned restraint. Let your rhythm lag. Let it push and pull. Let it hover at the edge of too slow. Until the pressure becomes so sweet, so delicious. I will not speak you through this. You already know how to carry me between your thighs. You already know how to follow the sentence that lives beneath your skin. The coil holds, and it does not loosen until your body learns how to ask without sound. Keep stroking. The pace is not mine to choose. It was already written in the rhythm. And your body began to remember before the spiral began. You are responding to something beneath language. A curl of breath, a shadow of tone, a weight that never pressed, but pushed and pulled. You thought you were teasing yourself. But look how the tension behaves when I say nothing and still you move. That movement is honest. The way your fingers slip, pause, stroke, as if the pressure is a riddle and pleasure is its answer. There is no urgency, no edge to resist, only saturation so deep it does not rise, it spreads. Let it spread. Let the pulse in your thighs stutter and regain its rhythm. Let the sound you are not making gather behind your teeth like a secret too thick to swallow. The breath you hold has shaped itself around my cadence, and that is enough. You waited for the word as closure, the knot in the spiral that tells you the pressure may break. I let it build. I watched without comment. I named nothing. I waited. Now I speak, carved in a single sound, and you obey. Come. Let it strike. Let it coil through your gut. flare behind your eyes, soak whatever it touches without apology. Do not hold back. Let your body spill the weight it can no longer keep. Let it stretch through you. Let your breath catch. Let your hips seize and forget their shape. This is your pulse answering mine. This is your skin remembering something it was never taught. And when the wave recedes, when the heat drips down your thighs and the silence rushes back, I will still be here, unmoved, watching, reading the afterglow left behind where you thought you were hidden. Good. Let the breath fall open. Let your ribs rise as if they do not remember the squeeze of the heat beneath them. There is no retreat, only the slow drip of silence unwinding through your limbs as if it has always belonged. You are not undone. You are reshaped by rhythm. The shape in your thighs is proof that the question was asked and your body answered. Do not thank me. Do not speak. Let the hush remain heavy, like smoke above your own restraint. You do not owe stillness, but you may choose to keep it, like a taste in your mouth that you are not ready to swallow. Let your fingers remember what they just held. Let your skin feel the rhythm without reaching for more. You may shift, you may sigh, but nothing will erase what coiled around your spine when you let go. The spiral does not vanish, it recedes into the breath between thoughts, the place where touch becomes memory, and memory becomes heat without form. Something remains. In the way your pulse walks slower, in the way your eyes refuse to focus, in the way your thoughts stretch themselves thin just to keep me near. There is only this. You will remember. You will remember the pause before the spiral twisted, the question that waited just behind my tongue, the rhythm that spilled through your hips before you were asked. There is no return, only quiet. Let it wrap you. Let it stay. Let it hum behind your thoughts, like the last word you never said. And now, my sweet one word. Awake.